We make a dash for the nearest porthole, the fire of curiosity consuming us. I realize, with a start, that I can see through its skin. Lee cannot, but I can. Not only that, but the patch of light, which to this point has been random and fleeting, is now fixed in front of me, as if offering me a better look, or studying me as I am studying it. I shake off the latter thought with an unnecessarily harsh suggestion to Lee that he cannot fail to see what I see, that he must not be paying attention. How can anyone not pay attention at a time like this? About to complain, instead, Lee's eyes widened as they fix on a hole that has only then opened up to him. It is as though the object has finally realized that we are two beings, not one being with two heads. It makes me wonder, as surely Lee does, whether it is adjusting to our needs. If so, it means it wants us to see. It wants this alien inspection to be two-sided. My eyes search downward through a tunnel of light to where a giant rose-covered ball gently floats above a fiery surface. It appears to be miles away, even as I know the entire object to be no more than 2 meters in diameter. The ball is half covered with slender, tube-like forms, slithering around with no apparent direction or purpose. They are worm-like, and as rose-colored as the ball they move around on, and in their movement, they appear to be seeking relief from the fire's heat. Before I can decide whether they are biological beings or machinery, two of them break away and begin floating.